Blog Talk Radio.
You ready, Seth? Oh, praise the magnificent name of the Lord. Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Prayer Army on the Blog Talk Radio. And we are excited. I'm Pop Ambassador Hagen, and we are excited about Brother J.E. today and the program and all that the Lord will do for him today. So why not call a friend or call a neighbor and get ready to enjoy the broadcast with Brother J.E. today on the Prayer Army. Oh, my. God bless each and every one of you. And at this time, we're just going to stand by as we get ready to receive our host for today, Brother J.E.
Hello, and welcome to the Prayer Army, and thank you for joining me, your guest host, co-host, for this evening, Brother J.E. Yeah, thank you for joining me. And I want to say God bless you, everybody that's listening here on today. And hopefully is everybody having a wonderful afternoon. And I thank God for life, health, and strength on today. And I thank God for you and you and you and each and every one of you here on today. And a big God bless you. And I want to start off in a short prayer. I ask that Father God bless each and everyone listening here on the prayer line on today. I ask you, God, to continue to bless their home. God, I ask you, God, to bless Lady Hagen, Dr. Hagen, bless my pastor, Bishop Hagen, and ask you, God, to continue to bless the parent network, Lord God, of this prayer line, and the founder, and Dr. Johnson, and thank God for each and every one that's contributing on today with the prayer line. Ask you, God, to bless them in the best way. Ask you, God, to continue to look after Pastor Williams and the lifeline. Continue to bless their line, that line as well. And ask you, God, to continue to look after your saints and home and their families. And thank you, Lord. And we thank you, Lord, for all the things we ask. And oh, Lord God, I ask you, God, to look after the souls, God. I ask you, God, to look after the ones that may not have food and shelter and that may not have clothes. I ask you, God, to bless them in a special way. God, look after them and be with them, Lord God. And Lord God, most of all, look after each and every one of our souls, God. Help us to be ready, Lord, accordingly, Lord, when you come. And we thank you, God, for all these things we ask. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Amen. 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 And amen. And for those of you that's just listening, that's just tuning in, thank you for joining me on this evening broadcast here on the New Prayer Army. And this host co-host, Brother Dave. And I tell you what, it's been a busy weekend. It's been a busy weekend, and we just here. We alive by His grace and by God's grace. We are alive, and God is good all the time, and all the time, God is good. And today, you know, we want to just welcome you here on the new prayer army. And, you know, during the weekend, this weekend was a busy weekend, you know. I know for those of you that may be out there, you may be some of you out there like me that might have pulled a double shift on the job, you know. And, you know, but I know I'm a witness that God has kept me through the double shift, and I survived the double shift. And so I thank God for the double shift, and thank God for all these many things. Now, for those that's been traveling on the road, you know, in Georgia, you know, it's been some weird weather lately, and you know, it's just been the signs of the time, and you know, it's been some revelational weather. You know, it's been some weird weather lately, and you know, I was coming from Atlanta. Just got back from Atlanta, the Atlanta area, over the weekend, where we went to churches, and the church was on program, and you know, we had a good time over there at a celebration, and you know, it's just a good time to be alive, a good time to be alive and well.
Amen, amen.
And you know, it's just been a very productive weekend. And you know, it's been good. Yes, it's been good. And I know somebody online, maybe online today, they might not have told God thank you. But I'm going to just take a time out to tell God thank you. If you want to join in, you can tell God thank you. And we're just going to take a time out to tell God thank you. Lord God, I thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. I thank you, Lord. I thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. You know what? And God deserves all the thank you and all the praises and all the glory goes to God. And, you know, I have a scripture here for all you here on today. And I'm coming from the book of Psalms and the 64th chapter. And it reads, "Hear me, O God, as I voice my complaint. Protect my life from the threat of the enemy. Hide me from the conspiracy of the wicked, from that noisy crowd of evildoers. They sharpen their tongues like swords and aim their words like deadly arrows. They shoot from ambush at the innocent man. They shoot at him suddenly without fear. They encourage each other in evil plans. They talk about hiding their snares. They say, who will see them? They plot injustice and say, we have devised a perfect plan. Surely the mind and heart of man are cunning.
but God will shoot them with arrows. Suddenly, they will be struck down. He will turn their own tongue against them and bring them to ruin. All who see them will shake their heads and scorn. All mankind will fear. They will proclaim the works of God and ponder what he has done. Let the righteous rejoice in the Lord and take refuge in him. Let all the upright in heart praise him. And I have read the 64th chapter of Psalms. And how many of you know that if you are chosen by God, that if you are the anointed by God, that, you know, you have, it's going to be situations where people will talk about you, and it will be, it don't have to be somebody that don't know you very well. It could be somebody that knows you within your circle, but, you know, as we review this passage I just read, you know, it reminds me of the story about Moses. Now, I'm going to just take you back earlier in the service on today. They dealt, the pastor dealt with, he touched on a little bit about the story of Moses and about how, you know, working together to get a job done for the body of Christ. Now, here in the 64th book of Psalm, we could look at the story of Moses and still use the story of Moses with, Aaron and the praise leader. And you know, it's, when we look at the story of Moses, and, you know, we see that although that Moses, that everybody, that some of his main folks that was with him didn't agree with him, you know, when they talked about the man of God, you know, God had sent them to, had to face the consequences when dealing with the man of God, you know, going against the man of God, word. And, you know, from leprosy, being kicked out of the city, and to everything, you know. And but here in the 64th chapter of Psalms, you know, it reminds us not to talk bad about the anointed people of God that God has placed with the anointing. And, you know, we must be careful, even as a people, even as people, a body of believers, we must be careful with what we say about each other and one another. And so, you know, we must pray for one another, and we must also be concerned about our brothers and sisters in Christ. And we must continue to show the love of Christ to one another, that it may draw the world unto us, and unto Christ. It may draw
that the love of Jesus will draw the world unto Christ. And thank you for listening here on today. Looks like our time is running out. I see here in the studio is giving me my clue that time is running out. And so for those of you that's just tuning in, thank you for listening in the new Prayer Army here on today and joining me, your guest host, co-host for today, Brother J.E. And as always, I'd like to say God bless you and may the peace of God rest upon you. And thanks for tuning in. Until next time, be blessed and be encouraged. Love someone, help someone, smile at someone. And maybe you only smile they get today. Yes, that's right. And we thank you. And just want to say, God bless. All right, hopefully something I said has been encouragement and inspired someone. All right. Well, y'all have a wonderful day.